Hey, bruh. Lately, you've been on my heart heavier than you've ever been. And I don't know why you're around like this, but things are already starting to slowly make sense. Like, recently, your niece and nephews were here. And sometimes I'll catch myself in moments just looking at them. Feel like I'm in and out of time because I'm looking at them and then I'm thrown back into memory from when they were little.
Thunderball, go on.
And I'm just seeing how much of themselves they still are and will always be. So Lashai connects everybody together. He loves with his whole soul. That's who he is. Nyla. She's the joy and the quiet in any room. And she loves delicately. If you've earned it. And then there's Zion. This boy. He's something else.
What's special about 78?
I love his curiosity.
7 goes first in the numbers. And then 8 goes
I love his imagination.
That's why 78 is interesting.
Wow. You think 78 is the most interesting number?
Yeah.
But it's not just that, though. There's something else there.
You know the quickest way to harvest watermelon? It's a sword, because the sword is the closest thing in the game to a knife.
It feels like there's a different energy around him. Sometimes I think, is it you?
Look at that.
And if it is you, maybe it's time I have that conversation with Mum.
I was literally in space.
I'm not gonna lie though, the thought of it shook me. I was like, I don't know about this. But when I asked her, she said, yeah. So I said, are you sure, Mum? And she said, yeah. I said, are you sure? She said, yes. I said, okay. I was just surprised.
How are you feeling about just talking to me right now?
I'm feeling fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's weird, like, obviously,
I think if it was a stranger, it'd be different. I'd feel different.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't really want to do it.
But because it's me, you feel a
bit
more open.
Yeah, I feel all right.
Okay, that's good.
In a way, it felt quite normal because we talk all the time.
Did you always want children?
And I love listening to Mum talk.
Yes, I did. I wanted 4 in the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah, wowee. But then I changed my mind quickly. Because you lot were demanding, Rory was demanding, very demanding, and so were you. You were more demanding than Rory.
In what way?
In what way is that you'd go to sleep and then like 10 minutes later, you'd be up and I'd be crying out loud. But then once I gave you a cuddle, or change your nappy.
But I kept thinking to myself, like, when would be the right time to bring you up?
About an hour and a half.
But I didn't have to.
Did you have any expectations about
She just told me.
Oh, I just thought it was going to be life-changing. I thought it was going to be really good. I didn't see that there was anything wrong with becoming a mum. I had my first baby at nearly 19. His name was Zion, it's a boy. And he was really lovely. And he was a good baby as well. He never moaned or anything like that. And he was really healthy. He was well. He would drink his milk and all that kind of thing. He was a good, well-behaved baby. There was nothing wrong with him until he got a cough. And I took him to the doctors. And the doctor said, oh, give him this medicine. It will relieve the cough. So I gave him the medicine, but one night he threw it all back like a spurt, like a fountain. And I thought, this is not right. But anyway, he calmed down after, and then I put him in the cot to sleep. And my sister decided to stay in my bedroom with me. We laid together and we went to sleep. And then by the morning, when I woke up, I didn't see him moving or anything like that. So I went to pick him up and that, and He was dead. He was cold. It was such a shock to me, I couldn't believe it.
I don't remember how long I held my breath for. It was either that or cry, and I couldn't cry because I knew that Mum would just try and hold me, and make sure I was alright, and I couldn't let her do that. I needed to be strong enough to hear everything.
I had to bury him, I think it was 2 weeks later, because they kept him and they did the autopsy on him. And it was really, really stressful for me, because when I looked at him, he had been cut from there to there and then down to see what was wrong with him. And then they had stitched him back up because I had to dress him for his funeral. I remember going to the cemetery and we had little prayers and stuff like that, and I didn't want any hymns or anything like that. I didn't want that. And I saw one of my mum's friends come around the corner and she was saying prayers and stuff like that, and she gave me hugs and things. Started to go a little bit better, but when it came to putting him in the grave, I think that's when I broke down really bad. And I felt like if I wanted to jump into the grave with him. My sister Donna and my brother Mickey, they were holding me up. And it was just awful, it really was.
When this boy came along with your name, I didn't question it.
What are you? Is it? Swear down. Is it? Alright.
But after I spoke with Mum, I just knew I was ready to know. So I told Rory I really needed to talk to him about something.
Aero. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm alright. How are you?
Maybe his big brother instincts kicked in or something, because I didn't expect him to respond that quickly.
Yeah.
I was like, oh wow, we're here doing this right now. Okay.
Do you remember how you felt when you went to ask Mum?
Yeah, I was a bit sceptical because I didn't know how she would feel about it. I've never lost a child. Do you know what I'm saying? So that feeling, I didn't want to trigger it in a way.
Yeah.
Or bring it all back up again. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was a hard thing for me to do. I had to build myself up to do it. Do you know what I mean?
I can imagine.
But at the same time, I know Mum. Do you know what I'm saying? I knew that Mum would love it at the same time. Yeah. I've always loved the name as well. So that name has always been a part of our lives, basically.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That name has always been a part of our life. So when I found out he was going to be a boy, I knew to myself, yeah, his name's going to be Zion. The story of it, do you know what I mean? Like, it's bugged me. I'm 41 now, and it's bugged me since the day she told me.
Yeah.
It really drained on me. So I think having Zion and naming him Zion, that kind of took a lot of the heavy weight off me.
And while I was listening, I saw Rory as a little brother for the first time.
I felt like he was here with us. Yeah, it's like it's like a reincarnation.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like our brother's back. It's like he's come. He's like yeah, I'm still here. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to explain it.
Mum said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's so smart, and he talks so much, and he talks so much sense, and it's amazing how he actually speaks, and how he actually puts into context sentences and stuff like that. Amazing. I'm just so amazed. It's as though Zion has been reborn through him.
So yeah, it's you that I'm seeing when I look at Zion.
I'll have some toys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have...
What kind of toys would you have?
Thomas toys, and also with the railway toys.
Ooh.
And polka dot chairs.
Polka dot chairs, okay.
And a flower table.
Ooh. Where's the flower table gonna go?
It's gonna go here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have a really big kitchen at the top.
That sounds like a good house.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee.
My dream house.
And it made me realise that I'm just the last one to notice that you've been here the whole time.
I had dreams about him. I had dreams that he was fine in the spirit world. It was weird because I thought to myself, gosh, he's the little boy running around. I could see him. When I had Rory, I dreamt him as well. And I dreamt him when I had you. Yeah.
Did that give you peace?
Yeah, it gave me a lot of peace. It gave me strength and it gave me the capacity to keep that strength around because I couldn't fall to pieces having Rory there and you, two children. I couldn't fall to pieces. I just wouldn't be able to cope. But it gave me enthusiasm to actually do what I wanted to do, being a mum and looking after you all. Yeah. My mum didn't do that for me, so I think I got above and over with it at times, but then I have to back off because I know that you will need to do things for yourself or what have you, right? But if I can do anything for you, like, I will do it.
I know.
Yeah. So I always wanted my children to be proud of me and know that I love them and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
we are proud of you, Mum.
I know you all are. I know you all are because I know I'm doing the right thing. And that's I'm not asking anything from you lot, so I know that I'm doing the right thing when you all say, all right, Mum, okay. She's getting on my nerves, but, you know. And I know I can feel it. I know I'm getting on your nerves, right? But, all right, Sean, I'm really sorry, right? But right now, you know, blah, blah, blah. But do your own thing, right? But just remember, your mum's here to support you. That's all.
I know.
That's all you've got to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Will that Mum has to love us the way she loves us is because of you. You know that, right? None of us would be here if it wasn't for you, bro. So thank you. Thank you for watching over us.